So I want to talk about keys to relationship, keys to finding the right one. As you all know, that I do on my Instagram. I even have a, if you have not subscribed to When the Right One Comes, I need you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, When the Right One Comes. Those of you that are on social media watching me, and those of you that are listening on podcasts, I need you to subscribe to When the Right One Comes. There's much videos there, there's much teaching there, and I need y'all to do that. But I want to talk about Ruth and Boaz, mainly Ruth, keys to relationships, keys to when the right one comes. I read a post that said to all the girls who are in a hurry to have a boyfriend or get married, a piece of biblical advice. Ruth patiently waited for Boaz. While waiting, don't settle for any of his relatives. That sound good. Y'all ready to shout, y'all ready to dance, but that's not the truth. Ruth did not wait on Boaz. Boaz was never even in the picture. She married Naomi's son, Mahlon. She was already married 10 years. Her and Orpah, they were already married. They married two brothers. And they left their land to go to another land because of a famine. And so they left there. She dedicated 10 years of her life married to somebody else. She was not waiting for Boaz. First of all, nobody should wait for anybody. And that's what I'm going to show you. So we're going to find out that after the 10 years of her being married, she dedicated because her husband died, Naomi's husband died, and Orpah's husband died. She dedicated her life now to Naomi. Her life was dedicated to Naomi, not looking for Boaz. We'll find that she was working in the field. She was already doing her own thing. Let me suggest to everybody that's watching this, you should not be waiting for anybody. I shouldn't be waiting for a woman. I'm single. You shouldn't be waiting for a man, but you should be found working, doing something already. We'll find that she was working in his field, provided for her by Naomi, not looking for him. She didn't go there looking for Boaz. She went there to work in the field. She had been prepared for this. While he may have been interested, he made no moves on her. So let me give you some principles. Let me give you some things based upon the story of Ruth and Boaz. I need those of you that are on social media. I need about five more of y'all to share this. And those of you that are on Instagram, you can comment. I'm also talking to those on my podcast. So in Ruth, the first chapter, verse 15 and 16, it says, "And she said, see, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after you, your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be mine." This is Naomi talking to Ruth, trying to talk Ruth out of going back to her land because now there was bread again in her land. Orpah had went her way. We're not upset at Orpah because Orpah decided to go her way. Okay? We're not upset because everybody has their own destiny. Everybody has their own place to go. But Ruth's destiny was to follow after Naomi. So let me give you some things. Number, the first key I want to share with you in finding the right one. Y'all ready? The first key I want to give y'all is Ruth put the kingdom first. Ruth put the kingdom first. Ruth put the kingdom first. She put the kingdom first. She put the kingdom first. Ruth was not seeking Boaz or a man. She was seeking the God that Naomi served. She wasn't seeking after Boaz. We got that thing wrong. We got a lot of women who are seeking after men and not getting them their own self together, or seeking after the God of the man. If you seek the God of the man, then you'll find you'll find the man. So the God you serve is not up for negotiation when it comes to a relationship. Let me say it again. The God you serve is not up for negotiation when it comes to relationship. That's why those of you that are Christians that are listening to this, you don't give up serving God because of man. How many times have we seen, I'm teaching good, how many times have we seen a woman or a man forget all about God, the God that they've been praying to for a man, and then when God sends what they're looking for, then all of a sudden they stop coming to church. So you seek the God of the man, and then you can find the man that comes along with God. You don't stop following God because you got a man now. And let me tell you how you find out whether he's God's man, because if he's God's man, then he won't hinder you from going to church. He will come to church with you. You won't even have to ask him to come to church. And so Ruth put God first. And the Bible says that if you seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. And so, number one, Ruth put the kingdom first. She said, I'm going with you. I'm going to follow you. Number two, she put the kingdom first is number one. But number two, Ruth listened to an older woman. You got to have somebody in your life, whether it's an older woman or if it's your father or somebody that you follow after. You have to have somebody in your life that has been where you've been, where you're going. You got to have somebody. That's why many of you follow me on my coaching and stuff. And I've become this relationship person. And of course, I've been divorced before a couple of times, and I've been married. And so you always follow people that have been where you're going. So Ruth listened to experience. She listened. I hope y'all taking notes. She listened to an older woman. We live in a time now. I grew up in a time when we go down to the church on a Saturday, and the old men, Deacon Mosley and Deacon Brown and Deacon Johnson and Deacon Thomas, these are real people. I would listen to them talk. Excuse me. I would listen to them talk. And they would talk about their wives, and they would talk about being men. I learned how to be a man from my grandfather. He taught me how to tie a tie. He taught me how to wear a suit. I had never worn a suit with a tie before, because I was raised by a woman. I was raised by a mother, and my stepfather wasn't into that. And so you have to have somebody. You got to go to sit next. You got to go sit with, you got to go sit with older women and older men. Find out why have they been married this long? How have you stayed? Haven't he gotten on your nerves? Yes, she'll tell you he did. My grandmother used to say they was married 60 something years. She said, that old man get on my nerves. That woman gets on my nerves. But they stayed together. Nobody gets married to get divorced, but you should have in your mind that you're going to stay with them. So Ruth listened to an older woman. She replied, I'm in verse number 5, Ruth 3 and 5. And she replied, all that you say, this is what Ruth said to Naomi. All that you say, I will do. All that you say, I will do. Naomi knew she would be single for the rest of her life because she was an older woman. She was unselfish toward Ruth. We got a lot of older women that are listening to me, that are watching me. You're selfish. You're not going to get nobody else. You're too old. You don't even have the desire no more. And you can't even do what you used to do. But you want to hinder. You want to hinder a younger woman. You've had your days. You've enjoyed yourself. You've enjoyed life. Now is the time to mentor another young woman. You need someone. Y'all write this down. I need someone who can see what I can become. You need someone who can see what you can become, not always hold you back or remind you of your past. Let me say it again. I'm enjoying this. You need someone who can see what you can become, not always hold you back or remind you of your past. You don't need somebody that's going to tell you that man ain't never going to want you because you got three babies and you ain't nothing but this and you ain't nothing but that. You just a floozy. You don't know. I need somebody that can see in me of where I'm going. It wasn't about a man. The man came later. But you need somebody that, first of all, can see in you what you are to become. Somebody write that down. Post it right now. I need somebody that can see in me what I'm becoming. Naomi told Ruth, where? Watch this, Jazz. Watch this, y'all. Here's the five things. Y'all write this down. Naomi told Ruth where, when, who, what, and how. Let me say it again. Naomi told Ruth where to go, when to go, who to talk to, what to do, and how to do it. Let me say it again. Naomi told Ruth, the older woman told Ruth where to go, when to go, who to go to, what to go to, and how. You need somebody to tell you the where, the when, the who, the what, and the how. The who, the when, the what, the when, and the how. Ruth listened and obeyed according to Ruth 3 and 5. She did not add or subtract to it. How you going to tell somebody, that's the problem what I have with the mentee, how you going to tell somebody who has lived half as long as you and have done more than you on the where, the when, the who, the what, and the how, because you haven't been there yet. So, number two, again, is Ruth listened to an older woman, and number one, she sought the kingdom, but number three, Ruth worked on her, y'all ain't gonna like this one, those of you that are listening on my podcast, Ruth worked on her presentation. Ruth worked on her presentation. Ruth worked on her presentation. Presentation is everything. She worked on her presentation. Not just her spiritual presentation. We think when we say working on your presentation, it's just a spiritual thing. It's not. You have to work on everything about you. You think because you can quote some scriptures that you're working on you, but you're musty. You think because you know how to speak in tongue, y'all ain't saying nothing, that's enough, that somebody gonna want you. But Your breath stink. You got to work on everything about it. Look at it. Ruth 3:3. Ruth worked on her presentation. Wash therefore and anoint yourself. Wash first and then anoint yourself. I'm teaching right here. Wash yourself. Put on your cloak. Put on your clothes. Wash yourself. Anoint yourself. Put on your cloak and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known. You're not going there to have a short dress on. You're not going there to show your bosoms. You're not going there y'all ain't saying nothing. You're not going, because see, a real woman, a real prepared woman, she don't have to show a lot in order to get attention. Y'all ain't gonna help me. She don't have to show a lot to get a lot of attention. A classy woman is going to get attention without showing anything. It's an aura when she walks in the room. It's an aura when she walks in the room. She takes the breath out of the room. You ain't gotta have nothing short on. You ain't gotta show nothing. It's just an aura. There is a class. Class always gets more attention than thought. Or they may look at you. They may look at you. But let somebody walk in with class. They're gonna go to the class before they go to the thought. Wash yourself. Put on your cloak and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Just go there. Ruth had to work on herself before she worked on a relationship. Somebody write that down. Somebody put it. Work on myself before I can work on a relationship. Work on myself before I can work on a relationship. Work on myself before I can work on a relationship. Work on myself before I can work on a relationship. I got to get myself together before I can join somebody to my life. If I'm not together, then I'm just joining somebody to chaos. I'm just joining somebody to confusion. I'm not joining somebody to my life. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm not joining somebody to my life until I got my own life together. Why would I bring somebody else in my life and my life is not together? I got to get my life together before I can add somebody else into my life. And so before I can add you, I have to be together. And the problem is we add people into our lives and we are not ready to add them because we are still hurting. We are still going through. We are still getting over an abusive relationship. We are still healing. We are still being made whole. And so what do? We add people to our lives and I made that mistake. I added somebody to my life that was not ready to be in a relationship and I did not listen. And I reaped the benefit. I reaped the win, which wasn't good. When you add people to your life and you're not ready, then you damage somebody else. When you add somebody and you're still bleeding, you're bleeding on them instead of loving on them. Somebody put that in the comments. You're bleeding on them instead of love. It is not for you to bleed on somebody. It's for you to love on somebody. And you don't need nobody else to bleed on you. You need them to love on you. You got to get yourself together and you got to be true to you to know that you're not ready. To thine own self be true. Next thing, she made herself ready. God blesses preparation and presentation. Somebody write that down. God blesses preparation and presentation. God blesses preparation and presentation. You do not expect God to move until you move. She washed, she perfumed, she wore appropriate clothing to meet her man as the bride of Christ. So should we. She prepared spiritually. She prepared mentally. She prepared physically. You got to prepare yourself. God blesses preparation. Get your hair together. Get your nails together. Get your feet done. Buy you some perfume while you're single and got a little extra money. Do things to get yourself. That's the same thing that Esther did before she could go in and see the king. They purified her. She went through a purification to get all the toxics out. You got to get the toxic stuff out of your life. I need you to say that. Purify myself. Somebody say, you're talking good, sir. You're talking good. For those of you that joined us, we're talking about keys to finding the right one. Ruth and Boaz, the story of Ruth and Boaz. Number four, Ruth found her Boaz because they were both working. They were both working. They were both working. He was working. She was working. Now, Naomi, watch this, had a relative, her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. It was time now. She had done all the preparation. She was prepared spiritually. She was prepared mentally. She was prepared. She had been prepared. Let me ask you. If the right one came right now, are you ready? And she said, go to her. She said, go. She said to her, go, my daughter. So she set out and went and gleaned in the field and the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. He was a boss. He owned the field. He wasn't working in the field. She wasn't being prepared. Just for a worker. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody say, purify me. Get me ready. Get me ready for the right one, not the wrong one. I'm almost done. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered, the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his young man, who was in charge of the reapers? Who's the young fine woman? Whose young woman is this? He noticed her because she was prepared and she was working. She was prepared and she was working. She was prepared and she was working. He was working. She was working. That's how you draw what it is you want. You become what you want to draw. I need 10 people to write that down. You become what you want to draw. You become, those of you that are listening to this podcast, those of you that are watching me, you become, I need y'all to write that down. You become what you want to draw. Where do I go find what it is that it's according to what kind of man you want. You want a club man? Go hang out at the club. You want a street man? Go hang out in the streets. You become what you want to draw. If Boaz had not been a hard worker, she could not have found him. You settle for the workers, and you could have had the boss if you waited for him to come back. He was out of town. He came back. The place you look tells the type of person you are seeking. I need y'all to marinate on that. I need y'all to marinate on that. I need y'all to marinate on that. The place you look tells you the type of person you are seeking. The place you look tells the type of person you are seeking. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Where y'all looking? Where are you looking at? Because wherever you, I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. These are principles that I'm giving. The place you look tells the type of person you're seeking. I can tell by where you go the type of person you're going to end up with. You can't go to McDonald's and think you're going to find somebody that's going to take care of you. You got to go to we have a place called here, Joe Muir's, or you got to go to Ruth Chris or 48 Steakhouse, or you got to go to the steakhouse. You got to go. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Ruth was not looking for a good looking man, but a good man. There's a difference in a good looking man. I'm almost done. There's a difference in a good looking man and a good man. Which one do you want? I used to say back in the day, you're looking for Billy D and God might want to bless you with E.T., but E.T. ain't going to be in the mirror as much as you are. E.T. ain't going to say, let me use your comb. Y'all got it? Number four, Ruth found her Boaz because he was working and she was working. Number five, I'm almost done. Number five, Ruth was not afraid to be humble. It's okay. It's okay to be an alpha woman. It's okay to be an alpha man. But both parties got to be humble. You got to be humble. A man is not looking for a man. Well, some are. A man is not looking for somebody to challenge them and be as much man as he is. Ruth was not afraid to be humble. I'ma lose some of y'all now. I know y'all gone. Y'all done shut me off. Ruth was not afraid to be humble. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of the grain. Then, she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid down. I'm in Ruth 3:7. At midnight, the man was startled and turned over. Behold, a woman lay at his feet. She didn't go lay at his head. She laid at his feet. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She went over to his place. Now, we can get off into a whole nother thing about that. You know, she went after him. You know, women say, I ain't doing all that flirting. I ain't doing all that. Well, that's okay. That's why maybe you're going to be single, because you done forgot how it was to flirt. You done forgot how it was to go out. Yes, he that findeth a good thing, he that findeth a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. That means when you find them, once you have them, that's knocked out of proportion. That's a whole nother lesson, though. The men would sleep around the pile of the grain with their heads toward the grain and their feet outward, like the spokes on a tire. Ruth found his feet and did not lay at his head on his side. You have to sometimes give up your power position to find your purpose in a relationship. If you cannot trust them not to step on you. That's why you got to make sure you don't have somebody that's going to step on you, that has the right patience, that has the right cadence. That's right. Shoot your shot. That has the right cadence, that is gentle with you. A real man knows how to be gentle with you. See, we're talking about we want to find our Boaz, but we don't even know the whole story. You need to read the whole story, because she went after him. She was told by Naomi what to do. She was told by Naomi what to do. You're not less than a woman, but you got to make sure that man can handle you emotionally, that man is going to be tender with you. The right man will be tender with you. The right man will know how to say the right words. Even though he's an alpha male and he's a man, he still knows how to say, baby, everything's going to be all right. Baby, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I got you. Some of y'all that are listening to this via my podcast, you need a man that say, I got you. And not going to take advantage of you. So number five, Ruth was not afraid to be humble. You can't stand toe to toe. No man don't want to talk to a woman that's, I love y'all babies. I love y'all. I love y'all. But no man don't want to talk to a woman that sounds like he's talking to another man, going word for word with him. And vice versa. You don't want him talking to you any kind of way. A soft word, a tender word. And so number six, y'all gonna like this one. Number six, I'm almost done. I got two more. Ruth was not afraid to ask for what she wanted. Ruth was not afraid to ask for what she wanted. Ruth was not afraid to ask for what she wanted. Ruth 3:9, he said, who are you? And she answered, because he had been drinking, I am Ruth, your servant. And y'all remember when Sarah called Abraham Lord? And Sarah called him Lord. And he said, who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are my redeemer. Kinsman redeemer. Next of kin who buys back the liberation of any possession, object, or person by payment. Next of kin who buys back the liberation of any person, object, or person by payment. Boaz was next in line to pay off everything that Naomi had. And because Ruth was attached to Naomi, she would also get the effects of it. It wasn't just, y'all don't like this, but it just wasn't a relationship. It was business too. He was the kinsman redeemer. He was the next in line. She uncovered his feet so they would get cold. He would go to cover them back up and find Ruth awake asking, did y'all hear that? She uncovered his feet on purpose so that his feet would get cold. So that he would wake up, y'all not saying nothing, and say, who are you? She was cunning. She knew what to do to get his attention. She knew what to do. She was not afraid to ask for what she wanted. Many believers are too asleep to ask for what they want, even from God. Ruth took a risk to go to the place of commitment in the relationship. He could have rejected her. Do you know that's why most people are not in relationships or don't even pursue after anybody? Because they are afraid of rejection and failure. Let me be transparent. After you done did it a minute, you get afraid that it's not going to work. You get afraid of being rejected. There are people that are watching me and listening to me on podcasts right now. You would approach somebody, but you're afraid of the rejection. All they can do is say no. You got to be willing. You got to be willing to take the risk of no. And if they say no, you keep moving on. Ain't nothing wrong with a no. You can't be afraid of a no. And if they say no, then that means that wasn't for you. Anything that says no is not for you. You're going to thank God. Some of y'all look back now that are listening to me and watching me, and you thank God that some folks said no. Because when you look back at them now, you be like, child, I am so glad you said no. I would have been stuck with that. Y'all ready? She was willing to take a risk. Is that why Naomi told her to go at night when no one else would see her? Just in case. She was on instructions from the older woman. She was prepared for this. Number seven, Boaz did not rush the relationship. 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 Look at verse number 11. And now my daughter, do not, this is Boaz talk, do not fear. I will do for you all what you ask. For all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. He told her, you are a worthy woman. He validated her. He validated her. He spoken to her. He spoke. You need a man or somebody that's going to speak into you. He said, you're a worthy woman, and everybody knows you got, she had a good reputation. The townsmen had talked about her. Yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight. He said, I may not be the one for you. There's somebody else that's closer. Remain for tonight. Y'all enjoying this? And in the morning, if he will redeem you, good. Let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. Lie down until the morning. He didn't take advantage of the opportunity. He told her, lay down. Maybe there's somebody better. Because somebody that's really into you, they want to make sure that you're happy, even though if it ain't with you. I just said something. I'm done. I said they want to make sure that if they're into you, they want to make sure that if there's somebody better, then they want to make sure that you get it. I've done that before. I've talked to people before, and I figured out that maybe, you know what, this person may be a better friend or co-worker, or we do some things together rather than mess us up. Let me introduce them to somebody else, because I respect them enough that I want to have a good friendship rather than a bad relationship. I said I want to have a good friendship rather than a bad relationship. There are some people that never should have got past the friendship. You should have kept them in the friend collar and not the relationship collar. Boaz knew he had to follow righteousness if he wanted his relationship to work out. Boaz knew that he had to follow righteousness if he wanted his relationship. He wanted to put things in the right perspective. He had to follow righteousness. I'm not going to mess this up for a piece. I'm not going to mess this up for some tail. I'm going to follow righteousness because this is bigger than just a night. This is bigger than just, this is, I'm the kinsman redeemer. These are my people. These my people. If he is not willing to wait, he may not be worth it. Somebody put that in there. If he's not willing to wait, then he may not be worth it. I need everybody to write that down. If he's not willing to wait, then he may not be worth it. If he's not willing to wait, then he may not be worth it. If he's not willing to wait, then he may not be worth it. The one that is willing to wait is worth the wait. If he's not willing to wait, he may not be worth it. But don't string them along. Make sure that they're waiting for something. If he's not willing to wait, then he may not be worth it. She may not be worth it, brother. Maybe you got to get yourself together. Maybe you're coming out of a relationship and maybe you want that person to wait, but make sure if they're waiting, you're not stringing them along. He said, lay here tonight and I'm going to see about the other guy. Just wait. Just hold on. We can consummate this right now, but no, I want you to wait. Number eight, I'm done. Number eight, Ruth received the blessing before she became a bride. Ruth became a blessing before she became a bride. Ruth became a blessing before she became a bride. Ruth 3:10. And he said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after young men, whether rich or poor. Y'all don't want this, because y'all used to hearing that stuff. I'm going to find my Boaz. You don't know all the intricate stuff that happened in the text. It was part of a business deal. He blessed her. He said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after the young men, whether poor or rich. He poured out a blessing to her that night. He blessed her, because a real man will bless you. I'm not talking about money. He'll speak into your life. A real relationship speaks into your spirit. Joe Biden said, I'm running for the soul of the nation. You should have somebody that can speak to your soul, that can speak to your spirit, that can speak to your intellect, that can speak to your mind. Yes, they can make your body quiver, but can they make your mind stimulate? He poured out a blessing to her that night. God wants to bless you now as a sign. He wants you to go to a new level in relationship. If a man is not blessing your life in the dating, courting phase, he won't do it in the marriage. Let me say that again. If a man is not blessing your life, y'all listening to me by podcast or watching me. If a man, I need y'all to write this down. If a man is not blessing my life in the dating and courting phase, he won't do it in the marriage. They don't change once you say I do. They get set in their ways. If a man is not blessing you in the courting and dating phase, and I'm not talking about giving you stuff only, I'm talking about speaking into your life. If he's cussing you out now, the cussing just gets worse. If he's fussing at you now, the fussing gets worse. If he's belittling you now, the belittling gets worse. It don't get better. It gets worse. Why in the world would you marry somebody that now is belittling you? Because it will get worse. If a man is not blessing your life right now while you're dating him, he should be blessing your life right now. He ain't gonna change. He ain't gonna change once you marry him. He got you then. If he ain't going to church now, he ain't going to church after you marry him. If he ain't buying you nothing now, he ain't gonna buy you nothing after you marry him. If he ain't taking you to the mall now, we in pandemic, but you know what I mean. If he ain't asking for virtual dates now, he ain't gonna date you later. He is showing you who he is. And if they show you, believe them. If they show you, then believe them. You need a man that's gonna bless your life and not curse your life. That's gonna speak. I'm not talking about people that got insecurity. Ain't nobody got time to speak to your insecurity. You ought to have your insecurity together before you get somebody. But I'm talking about somebody that will speak to your very life, that will bless your life. Baby, you sure look good. Baby, you can do that. Yes, you wanna go back to school? Go back to school. Yes, baby, you want a new job? Yes, yes, you can do this. You're such a blessing. You're so gifted. You're so wonderful. You running after no good men. They're showing you who you are. Why would you keep running after somebody that can't bless you and they cursing you? The cursing just gets worse. My last point. A man will either value you or devalue you. A man will either value you. If you with somebody right now that's devaluing you, run. Run. He will either value you or devalue you. He will even speak well of you or he'll cuss you out. He'll love you or he'll hate you. They may not tell you that, but no. He'll either value you. What about the person you're with? What about the person you're considering? Here's your answer tonight. You needed an answer? I'm giving you an answer. He's either valuing you or devaluing you. Which one is he doing? Because he ain't going to do both. The right one, when the right one comes, he will value who you are. He won't take away. He'll add to you. You don't need no one in your life that's going to devalue you. You need somebody that's going to add to your life. Baby, you can do it. Baby, you a rock star. Baby, you love, forget about Beyonce. You my Beyonce. You my, oh my God, when you walk in the room and he's being for real. He ain't just saying that because he got other women and he want to make you feel good. No, he means it. A man that really values you and mean it. I hope you got this. I hope you received this. Now, Father, I pray for everybody that's watching this right now. Those that will listen to this, the replay, and will replay this podcast. I pray for the Ruths that are watching. I pray for the Naomis. I pray for the Boaz. The spirit of them. I pray, God, that they find somebody that will value their life, that will bless their life. I pray before the end of this year that wedding bells will come in the midst of a pandemic. That you would open our minds, our hearts, that we won't settle for anything and anybody. I pray it now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to challenge everybody. I did this free tonight. This is a seminar. And I need you to respond tonight. I need you to give tonight. Those of you that are listening and those of you that are watching, don't leave now. I simply want 100 of you that are watching this right now that will say, Bishop, I'm going to simply give a $30 seed. $30 seed. I want you to go to my Cash App. I want you to go to my Cash App, $Greg Davis 6862. It's at the bottom of the screen. Those of you that are listening on my podcast, Greg Davis 6862. Can somebody? Or Zell Greg Davis Show at gmail.com. Or Zell Greg Davis Show at gmail.com. And so if you enjoyed this message, please write at WTROCTV@gmail.com. WTROCTV@gmail.com. I want to thank you all for listening, and I need you to sow and to share this with others so that they might be blessed. All right. Be well now, and make sure you follow When the Right One Comes YouTube channel so that you can get notifications. Good night, good evening, good day.